It's never just about faith. It's how you actually live. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
Pastor Walapi, what is greed?
Yes. First and foremost, probably let me pass my greetings also to the audience, to your listeners, and appreciate the little time we are taking together this afternoon to share on the concept of greed. Greed is basically the habit of selfishness, where one zeroes on himself in terms of doing or running life, transacting life, particularly from a business perspective. You are really self-centered. This is a greed.
So when you're saying transacting life, do you want to explain what you mean by that, particularly when you speak of being self-centered? Try and connect the idea, the definitions of greed and self-centeredness, all these concepts you have just presented. Please just connect them for us so that we can be able to understand.
That's very good. Look, everyone, without exception, everyone on planet Earth has a way of earning a living. Now, the manner in which you earn that which enables you to run your life every day, in other words, the manner in which you get that which enables you to buy some food on your desk, on your table, to provide this and that, the manner in which you do that, this is what we are referring to when we say, You need to observe if you do not allow the greedy elements to supersede all other things that are supposed to be taken care of.
So that's what you mean when you say transacting life.
Exactly.
I want to read the verse, 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 10, okay, and then you can unpack that verse for us and help us understand, please. It reads, and I'm reading from 1 Timothy chapter 6, and I'm reading verse 10. Verse 10 reads as follows: "For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil. Some people, eager for money, have wandered far from the faith and pierced themselves with many griefs." Unpack 1 Corinthians 6:10 for us, please, Mfundisi.
Okay, thank you very much for the text. I think the text, our main text today, it makes an underpinning of few fundamental points or aspects here. Probably before I go deep, I need to quickly rush and point out that the text reads that, having a little challenge with my Bible here. Yes, it says for the love of money, as you have read, it says for the love of money. It makes it very clear against our normal error that we normally commit on this text by referencing it and say money is the root of all evil. You know, in most occasions, we find ourselves making that mistake to say money is the root of all evil. But this one, as you have rightly read, it says the love of money. So first and foremost, we begin by looking at the concept of love. So it's not necessarily the issue of money. No, money has got no problem, not at all. We kind of like appreciate that this text is written to a young preacher, a young evangelist, Timothy, written to him by his father in faith, by the Apostle Paul. And this Apostle Paul, who writes to young Timothy and says, for the love of money is the root of all evil, has made, in one particular incident again, the Apostle Paul himself has made a reference to the issues of money. If you could do that, if you could help me, you would read for me Acts chapter 18. I don't know if you have your Bible next to you there.
I do.
Excellent. Acts chapter 18. If you can quickly run through verses 1 through 4.
All right.
Just to appreciate again what the Apostle Paul, who wrote this So it's First Timothy, okay, what he says in the book of Acts.
Okay, it reads as follows. Acts chapter 18, yes, verse 1 to verse 4 reads as follows. After this, Paul left Athens and went to Corinth. There he met a Jew named Aquila, a native of Pontus, who had recently come from Italy with his wife Priscilla, because Claudius had ordered all the Jews to leave Rome. Paul went to see them, and because he was a tent maker as they were, he stayed and worked with them. Every Sabbath he reasoned in the synagogue, trying to persuade Jews and Greeks. That's where it ends, Mfundisi, verse 4.
Thank you. After verse 4, right?
Yes, Mfundisi.
Yes, I think there are a number of points there that one could look at, but I want to pick on the point where Paul says, where the Bible says he, the point where Paul was a tent maker,
correct,
making money by his own hands.
Hmm.
If you read further and do some reading or elaboration, you discover that the Apostle Paul himself, as a missionary,
yeah,
he also saw the need. He had the need of money in order to run his missionary work, the missionary work that the Lord had given him.
Okay.
And so, having said that, when Paul talks about the love of money, he's not necessarily accusing money to be something evil, but the manner in which we tend to relate with money, that is what becomes a problem in our lives.
Yeah.
Look here, you know, I was checking also as to, but what is this thing called money? What is this concept called money? And one writer brings a little definition to us or description to us. He says, money is the medium of business transactions. Money is the business, it's a medium of business transactions. So in other words, you see that when you talk about business transactions is not only limited to money as we understand it in our context today, where you have one rent in your pocket, 10 rent in your pocket, someone has some US dollar in their pocket. But money covers a broader spectrum of life, as it were.
Mm.
In some instances, life is actually run by the old process of bartering,
mm,
where you just exchange something with something in order for you to continue living.
Okay.
So when the Bible calls for us to be careful about the love of money, it's not literally limited to the coins that we have in our pockets right away now, but it's looking at a broader life, at all the things that we use to transact our lives to make sure that our lives, we are able to earn something for our living on day to day.
Okay. Okay.
And so, I would also, just before you chip in, I would also want to make a little emphasis here. When the Bible talks about love for money, you would remember, and dear listeners will also want to appreciate that when you go back to the book of Exodus, the very book that encompasses the Ten Commandments of God, the very first commandment of it there says, you shall have no other gods. Now, what is this? God is actually calling or appealing to us that no, we must not allow anything to stand in between us and him. And when I say anything here, you know the way we relate with God. We relate with God through love. So it is love that really facilitates our relationship with God, how we deal with him, how he deals with us, is through the love. And so right from the first commandment, he calls us to love him. In other words, this love, which sometimes we misappropriate and assign it to money or other material things, God is saying, no, love, appropriate love must be given to God, and God must be the supreme being in our lives. You remember just briefly that in the book of Romans chapter 8, probably verse 35 or 37 there, Bible talks about that nothing should come in between us or nothing should separate us from the love of God. So the aspect of loving money, really, the admonition here is that as human beings, as God's children, our allegiance must go to God other than anything else that God provides for our living. Should we miss that point, then we are headed to a point where this love of money or this money, because of our love for it, it turns out to be an idol. It turns out to become a little God for us. It takes our attention. It takes our focus. And ultimately is the one driving us, us emotionally and otherwise. But the love of money is a danger, but money itself is okay because it's a commodity of life transaction.
Okay. All right. So why is greed an evil quality to have, though, Mfundisi?
Come again, the question?
Why is greed an evil quality to have?
Yes. Like I said from the beginning, greedy brings in an element of selfishness here.
Oh.
Now, when the aspect of selfishness comes in, it automatically pushes God out of the picture and therefore remains you and your money only. So much that no matter how evil an act can be, as long as you can get money out of it, you will pursue it at all costs or by all means. That's how then greedy or selfishness becomes a dangerous element to a Christian person, a Christian man and woman.
Okay. Wow. Okay.
Yes.
I'm a bit worried just thinking about it. So how does greed distract us from our faith, and how is it self-inflicted suffering?
Yes. This brings us to another point where you are saying, okay, when you look at your life as a Christian, as a child of God, when you look at your life, your entire life really must be pinned between what God wants you to be. Right from the beginning of your life to the end of your life has to operate within what God wants you to be. So it is dangerous here if you come to a point where somehow you move out of these parameters and you begin to operate outside alone. By so doing, you now become a boss of your life. You become, you know, the ruler of yourself because of love for money, and God is not in. But when you do that, then you are very sure that your life is at stake.
Okay. All right. So how do we strike that sweet balance, Mfundisi? Where is the line between greed and sheer desire?
Yes. Yes. I remember in another text the Apostle Paul says it is good to desire to be a leader. It's a good thing to desire to be a leader. So I think it's just a matter of language use here, semantics, as they say, so that in one instance they would say desires, in one instance they would talk about greed. But desire in a positive way, a desire is something where you want to have something for a good use, for a good purpose. In this particular case, we are saying, look, if we are to continue living here on earth, if we are to continue to fulfill our missionary mandate, our missionary work here, if we are to continue fulfilling that, there is no how in today's world or even in any other time of history, there's no how you can do that without desiring to have the resources that would enable me to fulfill this.
Yeah.
In other words, we need to have, there's a need. It's a must for us to need to have a desire to have money, so that we can fulfill this divine mandate of reaching out to the heathen world and share the word of God.
Okay.
And yet we are saying, however, if we can come to a point where we forget ourselves and we go to another extreme, where now our focus is not to glorify God through this commodity called money, then it becomes dangerous. That's when it becomes a greedy thing for us. And at that point, we are saying our souls are not safe because of that greedy element.
Hey, okay. All right. Before we conclude, let me ask you the last question and I'll let you go. Can we ever attain contentment in this world?
Come again?
Can we ever attain contentment in this world?
True that. God is calling us by all means possible. God is calling us to be content of what we have. You see, the element of greedy has the idea that wants to push the subject to amass things even beyond what is necessary.
Okay.
Even beyond that. But God is admonishing us to live within our means, to live with what has been given to us as long as we are able to exercise due diligence to that.
Okay.
And so we should be able to live with what the Lord has given us.
Yeah.
Only when we come to a point where we want to do things our own way, we will then go beyond. And as we go beyond that which God has given us, we lose the idea of living, of being content with what the Lord has given us. And as a result, we become selfish, we become greedy, we want to get all these things around us to ourselves, to a point where we even lose focus of what God intends for our lives.
Yeah. Hey, God help us, goodness. May God help us so that we do not find ourselves falling foul of the will of God to have money but not desire, or at the very least, to love money. You said it's the love of money, not money in and by itself. Thank you very much, goodness, for that clarification.
No.
Please, please, please pray for us before you walk away.
Thank you very much, my brother. Shall we pray? Once again, Eternal Father, during this noonday, we want to thank you. We thank you for the admonition of your word that has come to us at an opportune time to remind us of the dangers of love for money, love of money.
Hmm.
Oh Lord, we pray that given the circumstances, the conditions in which we find ourselves, we fall into temptations of loving money more than we can love the provider, the giver of money. How we pray, Father, that you open our minds and our souls and our hearts to love you most, for you shall provide this and our needs according to your riches in glory. Bless us together. We pray and ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Oh, amen. Thank you very much, Mfundisi. We really appreciate your insights. This whole subject is going to be very, very helpful for us, particularly in the way we live. Thank you very much for your time, Mfundisi. We'll see you tomorrow.
God be with you.
It's never just about faith. It's how you actually live. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.